baby.
Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, the most exciting stage show you've ever witnessed.
Twisted hip hop.
It's your old Boogie holding it down with my co-host T-Ro from Dallas, Texas, and ULCG from LA, California. Man, we coming to you live from the streets of Phoenix, Arizona, and you know I'm gonna play meteorologist, and right now it's 110 out there. Oh yeah, it's 110. We back in the asylum, and man, the cages is rattling already, the line is hot already. No, it's because it's hot outside, and you know what it is. It's NBA, and I call it frenzy. Frenzy free agency. And if you ain't got word, T-Row, if they ain't got word, first and foremost, in the streets right now, Dwight Howard is projected, has verbally agreed with the Houston Rockets. 4-year deal, over $80 million. I think he might be the first free agent to take less money during this, you know, this era with LeBron and Chris Paul and, you know, the Larry Bird rule. The only team that can sign you for more money is the team that drafts you or the team that, you know, trades for you. They have to pick up that salary. He's the only one that has taken less money. What do you think about this move, bro? Dwight Howard to the Houston Rockets. I mean, I have more things to talk about on the marquee, but, I mean, that's first. What do you think about that?
Yeah, what's up to the world? What's up to you, L Boogie Jewel? You know what it is, L Boogie. Like I said on Monday, man, the best fit for that guy was going to be in Houston. You know, taking less money where he's going in Houston means that he's going to equal out to what he was going to make in L.A. if he was to go back to L.A., you know, due to the 13% tax that the city holds for their people out there, you know what I'm saying? So he, even though he would have came out to about $92, $94 million with the L.A. Lakers, he still – you know, did the right thing. I'm not surprised. I told you last week that, or on Monday, that I hope that he went to Houston because it gives him a better fit being with the coach Kevin McHale, which is one of the best power forwards of all time in this NBA, and then the greatest center of all time, if you want to put him that in that category, with Hakeem Olajuwon. We already know during the summertime, Hakeem's schedule is full because he has so many people coming down to try to, you know, learn some post moves and things like that. So it ranges from LeBron James, Chris Bosh, to a number of other big men who have come to his camp to learn those special moves that Hakeem presents. So, you know, I think it's a great fit for Dwight Howard because, to me, Dwight Howard is the only big man in the league that doesn't have more ease to the basket. You know what I mean? His flow is cocky. Like, it doesn't get the right flow that it's supposed to get being in the big man. If you want to compare him to Shaq, we know Shaq couldn't shoot, but Shaq had some good footwork movement. And when he was in the paint, he did what he wanted to do. And Dwight Howard can't do that. He depends on that hook, and, you know, he gets beat down in the paint. And I believe that's because of the light size and the wide shoulders. You know what I mean? He put some meat on the bones. You know what I mean? He's down there. That's what they're going to do. So, to me, great move. I'm not surprised. What I am surprised is that of the comments of what he said. He said, L. Boogie, check this out. Listen to what the dude said.
I'm listening, bro. What the streets is talking, man? What they saying?
Now, L. Boogie, don't hang up the phone now because you represent us all. So don't hang up the phone. Now, listen. This fool has the nerve to say, L. Boogie, that the reason why he's going to Houston is because he didn't want to be the sidekick to Kobe for the next 3 or 4 years. And then he also sees Steve Nash being on his last leg, and that was his reason for not re-signing with the Lakers. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, he bumped his head on top on something. I don't know what it was, but he, man, whatever that dude was drinking, I need a cup. Because if you don't want to play with the greatest, because come on, we got two of the greatest guys in the league, LeBron and Kobe, 1A, 1B. Because you really can't put LeBron over Kobe. Kobe still got 5 rings. LeBron, I'm sorry, he just got 2. Okay? Get it right. Now, so Kobe being the best player in the world, okay, how could you say that you don't want to be a sidekick to Kobe? Kobe is like a player coach. I don't care how much you hate Kobe, how much you love Kobe. You should want to play with a guy who has 5 rings. I'm sorry. And you should want to play with an organization who has, man, how many championships? I don't even want to count. I hate telling people how many championships them fools got. I just got 1. That's all I know. So if you have more than 1, congratulations. I'm sorry. I just can't count that high. So, anyway, Dwight Howard, man, you know, good luck. I hope you do good in Houston. But, yeah, I'm glad you didn't resign with the Lakers because, boy, you would have been in the news more than you was already in the news, and I don't like seeing you in the news that much anyway.
OD12, huh?
There you go.
And D12 is a bomb. Am I correct? It's ammunition. Am I correct?
Come on, man, you got it.
This guy is going to go to Houston and blow the spot. He's going to blow the joint, like in Goodfellas.
He gonna blow it up.
He's going to blow the joint. He's a cancer. He's a big baby, and I know you're listening, D. Howard, because I know your agent personally. I know he got you listening to the underground, the streets is talking. Now, back to you, though. We're going to get you on this line. But anyway.
You damn right.
Reason I say that, because if you do not want to be schooled by greatness, a man always told me, to be a great chief, you got to be a great Indian. So while you're learning as an Indian under Kobe Bryant tutelage, it's not that Kobe is using you as a sidekick. He's preparing you to be the show, the lake show.
Thank you.
Are you kidding me? And you sat there and you lied. You lied in front of everybody's face. When you first got signed with the Lakers, I'm not going to say signed, but when you got traded, and you put up the jersey, and you sat there and said, it's going to be great playing with Steve Nash. And you, then you turn around and say, well, he's 40, he's old. Why did you stuff the trade Dean in Orlando? You could have just played out the year.
Yeah.
He messed up big time. Yes, he did. Now, me personally, I think he should have stayed in L.A., because it's a big man city. I mean, we know Kobe running it. Let's not get it twisted. But that's a big man city. They would love him. He could have got some movie contracts. But like you said, bro, pressure busts pipes. And I don't think that guy can handle the pressure in L.A. Great situation with the two postmen to help him out. But will he work hard to take advantage of it on an everyday basis?
Come on, man, you better. I mean, you only got the greatest center in Hakeem Olajuwon. They only call him the Dream because he's the best. Come on, man, Kevin McHale can teach him something, you know, and if he can't take what Kevin McHale is teaching him, he got to get it from Olajuwon. And if he can't get it from one of those two, or if not both, he sucks. He's soft right now. But if he can't get the teaching from those guys, he sucks. I mean, yeah, passing up on championships was one mistake, you know what I'm saying? And this is not the first time Dwight has been caught with his foot in his mouth, L. Boogie. You know, he got his foot caught in his mouth down there in Orlando before this even shook out. And, you know, I kind of figured that he's trying to make his decisions like LeBron. Come on, D-12, you're not LeBron. You are not loved or hated as much as LeBron. And we all know that for those who hate LeBron as much as they hate LeBron now, they will love him later. But for you, they hate you, and they're going to hate you for a long time, player. Because guess what? L.A. at the boy, the Laker Nation, is thick and it is strong. And if you haven't known by playing in the league so far, man, and L. Boogie, yes, pressure bust pipes. We all know that the L.A. media is second to none when it comes to getting the dirt. We all know New York is number one. Them boys don't be playing. They're going to get the information, and they're going to find out. But guess what? L.A. ain't too far behind. They get it, boy, they get the information that's needed. And so when they want to know why you playing like a hoe, why you playing soft, why you got this long look on your face, 75 out of 82 games, you know, hey, man, you got to answer. And L.A. won't answers. You know what I mean? So, you get out of there because you can't handle that. You know what I mean? So,
I got a prediction, Ro. You heard it here first.
We're gonna
get off Dwight Howard and talk about two other major free agents that, you know, verbally committed to teams. Either Dwight Howard or James Harden is gonna get MVP this year.
What?
The streets is talking. L Boogie, get at me at Twitter at L Boogie 15 on the Twitter www.blogtalkradio.com. The streets is talking with a zero. 347-855-8896. Two more free agents, Ro. We just heard from the streets. Andre Iguodala, the other AI, he just signed a 4-year deal worth $48 million. And get this, world, he signed it with the Golden State Warriors.
What? Mark.
Let me let you ponder on that for a second. The other big time free agent, Al Jefferson, Big Al, has just signed is in verbal commitment, 3-year, $41 million, with the Charlotte Bobcats. They're going to amnesty Tyrus Thomas to make room for that move. What do you think about those two moves? AI first,
man. Woo! Nah. Say, boy, you better look out. Golden State, Mark Jackson. Yeah, they have a young team, but guess what? They done added a nice veteran to their club. And let me tell you this. When Andre Iguodala wants to go get it, it is nobody. There is nobody in the league who can stop that man from going to get it. And when I say going to get it, that's an alley-oop down the middle, baseline, whatever you want, whatever you want. Let me tell you, Andre Iguodala brings it. And for him to go from the Denver Nuggets over to the Golden State Warriors, that's the only piece the Golden State Warriors were missing, was somebody who was going to score or take those shots when Steph or Klay Thompson couldn't take those shots. You know what I mean? So now you don't have to too much worry about Barnes. You don't have to worry about the other big guy from Michigan State taking those crazy shots. Man, Iguodala will get it done. And as for part two, Mr. Al Jefferson, I don't know anybody as smooth as this guy except for Z-Bo, Zach Randolph down there in Memphis. L Boogie, it's just amazing that when these guys throw the ball up, it finds the rim every time. Al Jefferson is just the right-handed version of Z-Bo. Z-Bo is the left-handed version. But Al Jefferson to Charlotte, I think that's going to be a big move for Michael Jordan and North Carolina, because we all know that Carolina really don't need the Charlotte Bobcats in order for their city to go round. They got enough college teams down there that can make the city hot and hype no matter what time of the year it is. So to have Al Jefferson to move over to Charlotte, big hands up to you, Mike, Michael Jordan. That's the first. I ain't going to say that's the first one, but that's a damn good one, Mike. You finally stepping out your little circle. You stepping into the square zone. So that's a great move for the Charlotte Bobcats. I think Al Jefferson is going to bring a lot of energy and a lot of good play to those boys. And so I think it's going to be cool, man. I think that's a great move for the Charlotte Bobcats and Michael Jordan, L. Boogie. What you think?
Like my man from Chicago, Keith, bang, bang. I think Golden State, the West better watch out. Because they got those splash brothers, and they got a slasher to mix it up. Because, you know, Clay a little bit out on the outside, but now you can put Harrison Barnes in with that second unit. And hopefully Jack may, you know, take less money and come back. But if they go with those three guys and you got, you know, Lee down low, who's an all-star, wow. Warriors come out to play. Remember that movie. And secondly, Big Al, I have to commend Mike. That was a good move. He's young, but he had a veteran. He can help those young guys, you know, the Henderson kid, you know, Kemba, and, you know, the kid they just got from, I forgot his name, is Bismarck, yes. He was a rookie last year, so. That was a good move looking up for the Bobcats, and they got Michael Kidd Gilchrist, so it's going to be very interesting. The other move, let me tell you this one. Tyreke Evans also signed with the Pelicans 4-year, $40 million. Was he worth that?
Yeah, because Tyreke is good. He was just on a bad team. Sacramento was a young team trying to, you know, come up with the young talent, but it didn't work. And so, Tyreke needs to make a move, and I think he'll help New Orleans out a lot because he is a great player. He just became one-sided, or you know what I mean, when he was in Sacramento due to the team that he was surrounded with. So I think that's a great move. He can do big things and help New Orleans out, you know, because New Orleans always have a lot of injured players. And so Tyreke has been one of those who have been healthy during his 4-year career. So I think that's a big move for Tyreke, and I think he's going to do fine down there in New Orleans. He just needed to go to a team that can help him mature as a player like he was when he was at the University of Memphis or his rookie year down in Sacramento. You know, it just got out of hand, a lot of coaching changes, a lot about the city, moving from Sacramento to other places. And so, you know, that has a lot to do on a player's mental when you don't know what's happening with your organization. You just go out there and play ball, but when it ain't working, you just start doing the one-on-one drills. But, you know, L Boogie, real quick, man, before we go to break, man, I want to bring in Crazy Dread, because Crazy Dread down there in New York, man. So we gonna bring in Crazy Dread real quick and talk to my dude to see what's happening down there in the NY. Yo, Crazy Dread. Kevo, what's up with you, baby? What's going down?
I do.
Kevo. Hey, Kevo. New York.
Can you hear me, Kev?
Yo, you there?
What's
yeah,
up,
we
with
here.
Brother, ever?
Hold on.
Yo, I'm here.
What you doing? What's going on in the New York City?
Yo, can you hear me? Yo,
I can hear you.
Can you hear me? Can you
yes,
hear me?
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
Am I on?
Yes, you are.
Loud and clear.
The world is hearing you. New York
yeah.
City, baby.
Hey, we did. Hey,
oh, he has
deep,
a delay. Tell him you're on the delay.
Rhode Island,
that's why,
son.
That's why. You're in Rhode Island?
It's a delay, huh?
Yes.
Kevo.
Yo.
Where are you at?
I'm in the garage in L.I., man. We just got finished training with Boo Boos, putting the training down. You know how we do.
You down there in Long Island?
Yeah, it's a big delay on the phone. I'm online right now.
Well, listen to you on your phone. Don't go on the computer.
Right. Fuck the motherfucker. Don't look at the computer. Close that shit and listen to it on the phone. Put us in. Put everybody on speaker. Tell the fellas we said what's up down there in New York.
Yo, it's closed. What's going on, fellas? Yo, I love the show. We in the garage rocking the show right now. Me and the people from New York. Yo, we love the show. Yo, but I'm not so sure about your boy Andre.
Iguodala?
I'm not so sure about what you're talking about, man.
$12 million a year for 4 years.
But I'm saying, though, he's a defensive specialist, though.
That's what they need.
That's what they need. But you're talking about him slashing and scoring. You don't even know scoring points.
He's
right?
Going to get those buckets that Stephen Curry, when they get to, you know, when he penetrates, they get to get double teaming him, he could just dip it to, you know, Andre on the slash side. But, yes,
that's
he brings toughness
about.
To the
he
team.
He gets 10, 12, 15 on a couple of slash, couple of hustle plays. But he's going to be used, I think, in my opinion, for his lockdown purposes.
And when he does that, it's going to be a lot of points scored because he's going to steal the ball, and who's going to stop him from dunking it when he's going full speed to the bucket?
And that's what's going to happen to him. That's what happened to him. That's how you're getting his points off dunk camp. When they ain't going to run no plays for that dude.
Exactly.
No. No.
They ain't running not one play
now.
For that dude.
Now, Kev, you're in New York City.
What's
the
that?
Streets is talking. What do you think
What's
about
good?
Us? I know you're a New York Knicks fan. We diehard Knicks fans. What do you think about us re-signing back J.R. Smith? Was that a good move for us?
You know what? I think it's a decent move, but for the, excuse my French, but for the money, I'm not so sure, man. I'm a stingy cat, and he don't produce $24 million worth of points. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying, my money, it's a good signing, but you should give him like $20 million less than what they gave him.
All because he didn't
wow.
show up during the playoffs. I feel you.
I'm with you. We're Knicks fans.
Yo,
we're very critical.
Yo,
if you
yo,
ain't
dude,
about the
nice,
play,
but
you don't get the money.
Yo, he ain't locking nobody down. He's scoring a few points and then selling out more than he's scoring and holding people down. Yo, come on, son. Come on with that,
what
son.
Is,
yo, I'm in the streets right now, son. Got my Camilla
right
now, son.
last question, Kev. Last question, Crazy Drazy. What do you think about Dwight Howard going to the Houston Rockets? You think that's a good fit?
You know what? That's the you're the first one that told me about that. I'm, like I said, I'm in the streets. I'm deep on the vacation, family vacation, Long Island. Yo, that's the first I heard about that. But now you said that, might be some trouble.
Ooh,
it might be a little
trouble.
Bit of trouble in Houston because. Yo, they got my man Lim might pop off more. The dude with the beard out there, he cold blooded, left handed Harden. He might pop off more. And now they got a big man. And plus, they got a couple of big men down there already. That's some young dudes is holding down a little bit.
Right. Absolutely.
Right? So I'm saying it might be San Antonio might got to watch out. Watch your back, Texas.
Ooh,
hey,
wait.
Man, it's only one big D. Everybody knows what that is.
Big
Dallas,
D?
Damn it.
Big,
and listen,
big D on
and
the
listen
radio.
To this, bro. And since y'all are in Dallas and y'all got a lot of sheriffs, this might be a new sheriff in town.
You know what I'm saying?
Man,
you know what I'm saying,
he ain't
man.
Gonna do nothing. We're going to treat him like Yao.
Watch
he
out.
He ain't shit. We're going to treat him like Yao. He's soft.
We're going to treat him like Yao. Look, why you call Yao like that? Yao was all right, man. See, his foot broke or something, man.
Big a bag of bones, like old Boogie called it, B.O.B., baby. He had to retire. Bag of bones, baby. Streets is talking.
Yo, the streets is talking, baby. Y'all love y'all. One love, man.
No
man,
doubt. Can't
love,
wait
man.
To
be
see you
safe.
Back in the city, man. Enjoy that weather out there.
Yeah, we out here in the garage. We putting our thing, the PS3. We got the laptop popping off. We got the cell phone popping off. We got the streets is talking, baby.
All right, man. Well, man, when you done with us, pull it back up on the internet, man. You know we ain't gonna waste your minutes. You know what I mean? So good luck on the love, man, calling in on this Friday. Hey, man, happy Independence Day to you. You know, since we didn't have the show yesterday, we still carry it over today. You did,
yo. And Trent, remember that?
And listen to this.
Like my soccer shoe, it's finna pop off.
Uh oh. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Kev O got the soccer shoes jumping off. You need them, holler at me. If you find it, we'll give you all this information. And that's how we get it. Much love, baby. We'll spread the word for you.
Man, it's the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern. 347-855-8896. Come on and get into this island with us. As you see, we're going to keep a twist of hip-hop.
Only one thing
and
do.
Like E.F. Hutton say, when we talking, everybody listen. Let's go. DJ Steph produced the show.
Stay away from that Reggie. Can't deal with them middlemen. Who gives a fuck if he keep them clean? You can't ride on them little tens. They say they got it, they ain't got it. They don't seem to feel no guilt. Got peanut butter but no jelly. Got cereal but no milk. Where I'm from, that's a half-ass nigga. Half of the time, old half-ass nigga. Mad cause they can't get down with the teams. Still sitting at the end of the draft-ass nigga. Getting high on these low-life. Dead to chumps, give them no life. Cut them loose, keep your knife. Don't meet a hoe and make her your wife. Don't make a hoe your husband either. Hard to win the game when you're playing with a cheater. I be telling them that you can't change niggas. Better off keeping that change for the meter.
We get high, crazy blue. Like St. Elmo's fire, love so sharp and fly that it's hard to know just where you're at. We get high, crazy blue. Like St. Elmo's fire, love so sharp and fly that it's hard to know just where you're at. We get high.
How high? Just came from the OG, man. My eyes so red, man. That M-E-T-H-O-D, man. I'm talking about pimping. Been since pimping, since been pimping. I'm talking about don't near another motherfucker. Say that near another. Tell him no more, Mr. Nice Guy. You hoes way past half-baked. If I got paid to hear chicks lie, would've made more cheese than Kraft make. And these niggas be acting up. Riri must be serious. Wonder what the shit hitting for. Real niggas is curious. These niggas stuck on my old joint. Already know how to hop feel. Let a chick know she is not low. Even though she in high heels. 600 for the gas. That ain't nothing but a hot bill. Bitch, don't be a hot kill. You know over here.
We get high, high, crazy blue. Like St. Elmo's fire, love so sharp and fly. That it's hard to know just where you're at. We get high, high, crazy blue.
get.
Man, it's your boy L Boogie, and we back. The streets is talking. We talking about this free agency that's going on, this frenzy free agency. D. Howard verbally, let that keep riding. Let that keep riding, producer.
We get high. Oh, yeah.
It's Friday, and don't forget, we got Freestyle Friday. And hopefully, and somebody just sent me a kite, man, on the Twitter talking about if he don't get me in, man, he going to, you know, fly me a kite, and then we're going to have to see each other on in the shower. You know what I mean? But yeah, man. And let me tell you something. I didn't comment because we went to Crazy Drazy. I don't like giving Tyreek Evans all that money. Is he worth $10 million a year? I don't think so.
Not if he was playing for the New York Knicks. Obviously. Y'all tight. Y'all tight with the money. Y'all owners ain't no different than Jerry Jones, Mark Cuban, Al Davis. I mean, y'all like to keep it tight. You know what I'm saying? But I think New Orleans is doing a great job of maneuvering guys and getting pieces to their puzzle that fit. And, you know, with their coach, they should be okay. You know what I mean? They got a pretty good team, man. And now with Tyreek, I mean, like I said, he's not a guy that gets hurt a lot. He's always playing. And he's always producing. And that's something that New Orleans needs. They don't have a lot of guys who produce. And what's funny is that New Orleans, they contend for three quarters. They remind me of the Mavericks in the early 90s, where they were just, they compete with you for three quarters. And then when the fourth quarter started, you knew that they were going to lose some way, somehow, you know. But I think Tyreek will help that team out. You know, they got a lot of young talent, man, and if they could just put it together and find some chemistry, I think they'll be okay, man.
I just got something else on the wire. Earl Clark, former Laker, he's left La La Land and signed a 2-year, $9 million deal with the Cleveland Cavaliers. What do you think about that pickup? I think that was a nice pickup by the Cavs. Look, he's versatile. He's coming into his own.
Yeah, what I see Cleveland doing now is getting a lot of big men who are actually agile, have great footwork, and guys who can actually put the ball in the bucket. So big up to Cleveland. You guys, man, the management over there are doing real good. Once again, putting pieces together to the puzzle that's actually, you know, on paper seems to fit. So we'll actually find out and see what happens. Earl Clark, good guy, long, can score, you know what I mean? Just got to see how he fits in. But leaving the Lakers, what's going on in La La Land? We need to get somebody from the Laker Land, from the Laker Nation in, call in and give us an update, L Boogie, because the snitches that we have out there on the block ain't getting it in. We need to know the real story of what's going on in L.A. because everybody leaving all of a sudden. What's happening?
The streets is talking. And let me tell you something. Just like we see it, the players see it. Man, to be honest, do I really want to play with Kobe on his last leg? We're really not going to contend for a championship. We're going to be mediocre anyway. So, shoot, I might as well go somewhere and be mediocre for more money. Steve Nash is a bag of bones as well. Very tough. Just a very tough pill to swallow. But we know it's the Lakers. And they will have something up their sleeve to get them back on top. Let's not forget, when healthy, hopefully coming into the first game, because, you know, after the first game, everybody went down. It was like MASH unit over there. But, I mean, you still got a couple, you know, solid guys. I'm going to say solid. Somebody who can defend and you know, meta world peace, and somebody who can, you know, yes, he's kind of a little soft, but, hey, it's a lot of 4 men that's soft out there. Sorry, Paul, but that's what the streets are saying. And you got Steve Nash, when healthy, can maintain. So disrespectful, bro.
In the words of the first take, Stephen A. Smith, so disrespectful.
Bro, what about this guy that it just threw me for a loop? The streets weren't talking about this, but you know, I gotta give my guys up in Beantown. Brad Stevens, the ex coach from Butler, he just signed a 6-year $22 million deal. He's only 36 years old. What do you think about that hire? Was that good for Boston? Is that gonna cause friction?
I'm going to say big ups to Danny Ainge for stepping out on the limb to go get a young temp player who has put his mark on the college game. And I'm going to be honest with you, L Boogie. Before Brad Stevens actually took over Butler University, I didn't know anything. I knew about the University of Butler only due to the fact that a lot of NCAA video games have been put out that has Butler on there that you can play with, you know, and you just go through there, running through there, picking all the sour teams to see, you know, who actually has a star player, you know what I mean? And that's how I knew about Butler University. But since Brad Stevens has been there in the last 5, 6, 7 years, he has actually put those guys on the map to where I really understand how Danny Ainge went out to get this young talent. You know, yes, Eric Spoelstra and a couple of, you know, Coach Vogel, you know, he for Indiana Pacers, he's not Frank Vogel, he's not that young, but he has a young mind. Tim Thibodeau, you know, these are the young coaches of the NBA right now. And so what Boston wanted to do was go out and, you know, get somebody young because they're starting over. And what you have to do is get that respect. And I think that Brad Stevens is going to get the respect of a lot of NBA players. You know, it's not too fond of college coaches coming from the NCAA to the NBA and being successful. But I think this guy will be different. And it's just based on the fact that he's going from, you know, Butler, which was a stand-up university, to Boston, which is a stand-up city. And he knows a lot about basketball. He might not have the stats, or may have not have heard of him, before being a star at some university. But let me tell you, coaching is coaching, and once you get guys to believe in what you're doing, anything can happen. And I think he's going to be one of those coaches who's going to be able to make it happen. Yes, he has Rajon Rondo, who may be a head case, but I don't think he's going to have to worry too much about that due to the fact that management will keep control of how Rondo reacts to the situation or reacts on and off the court. So big ups to Danny Ainge. I like the move. You know, a lot of people have been talking about, you know, he might not get the respect of the NBA players or whatnot, but we both know, L Boogie, as coaches, only thing you have to do is stand up behind what you mean or what you say. And if you can get everybody to believe in what you believe in and actually see what's going on, it's going to happen. It might not take a year. It may take 2 or 3 years, but it's going to happen. And I think he's one of those coaches who can get the players to see his vision and make it a go.
Bro, I'm going to say this. I'm going to go to the latter part. I beg to differ. I look at Brad Stevens and I just see Steve Spurrier and Nick Saban written all over it. Yes, he won't be in a dweller team because they won't let the Celtics be like that. I mean, he's going to have to develop those young guys, but I just don't see him being successful in Beantown. I just really don't. I mean, not just in Beantown, but in the NBA, I think he's a college coach. And I think he might be a little over his head, but like, hey, he needs to sign with Jay-Z's brand, because why not strike when the iron's hot, baby? So he did a smart thing. Shoot, $6,000,021. I'd take that when I'm probably only making $100,000 or $150,000 in Indiana.
Right. So big ups. You know, Yeah, it can go either way. We all know what happens in this NBA game. It's very different, lot more wide open for players. So we'll see. But you know what, L Boogie? Man, let's jump into the silent because, man, we got somebody who's a Laker Nation fan. And that's what we've been waiting on all night, L Boogie, on this Freestyle Friday. Big ups to everybody who had a big 4th of July yesterday. You know what I mean? Happy Independence Day to everybody. This is our 4th of July show. So, L Boogie, let's go ahead and jump to the Laker Nation, man. We got that boy AK on the line, straight from Los Compton in the house. You know what I'm saying? And the cow. What's up with you, baby?
What's good with you, man?
Oh, man, you hear us on the show, man. We up here trying to figure out what's going on with D. Howard. L. Boogie say he should have signed back with L.A. I say,
Yeah.
And now he's verbally committed to Houston. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I got notes, partner. I've been writing notes on this right now. So let me tell you, we don't want him. Okay, we done with him. I'm actually happy, all right? And it just shows that by his remarks that he said, you know, anybody that dissed the Lakers like that, and we're two champions all the way back before Kobe, before Magic, you know? I mean, we're talking about the 8th, talking about the 7th, we're talking about history. You don't diss the Lakers like that. You diss everybody that's behind it. Chick Hearn. The forum. He did to everybody.
Ooh.
Like that.
Ooh,
you know?
The streets is talking. Oh, not old Chicky Baby. Rest in peace in the popcorn gallery, kid.
You can't do that, man. You know, you can't do that. You know, Golden Fritz, you know all the stuff that he used to say, but no, that's a whole other level. But it just shows to me, I think he's a big man in a body, but he's soft at heart, man. That's just how it is.
Right.
Because a true player and a true leader don't run from pressure like that. If he had any kind of pride, and you guys already know it, you know how we do it. You know how it's embedded in us. We don't run for adversity, man. We bring it on, you know. We say, let's do it. And
right.
If he knows this year what kind of year he had, and he's with in a situation where he's with one of the best players in the world, you know, I mean, regardless whether you like him or not personally, Kobe is Kobe. He gets it done, and he's a killer. You know what I mean?
Right.
You want him to
right.
be in a, you want to be around him, and the fact that he doesn't want that shows who he really is. You know what type of game he is mentally. You know that the game that he has mentally. So
right.
I'm
now. Let me ask you this. Hey, AK, because you're a big man. You know you work. You do your dirt in the paint. You get it
mm-hmm.
done. Now, let me ask you this. Now that he's going from working out with Kareem, the NBA's all-time lead scorer, and going over to Kevin McHale, which is known as one of the greatest power forwards ever to play the game, and
mm-hmm.
also the Dream, what do you think his skill level will go to now? Do you think he'll stay the same, or do you think he will progress and learn something being in Houston?
Well, here's the thing. I look at it like this. If he was at the Lakers and he didn't have that, and then he went over to Houston and now he has somebody to work with, then I'll be like, oh, yeah, he's going to be fine because now he has the surrounding cast around him. But he had that where he was at. And so what's the difference? I mean, like you said, Kareem, Kobe, Magic,
yeah.
I mean, he had a whole bunch of people that was on him. So it's like this, man. Either you got it or you don't. If the work ethic is in you, it's in you regardless. And especially when you have Hall of Famers, both you know, in your camp. So I'm not saying that they won't help him. I'm not saying we won't pick up a little, you know, team move. I'm not saying that, but I just don't think, you know, as you guys know, remember this, what Coach Max said, burn the midnight oil. He ain't going to put it in. He ain't going to put it in the work.
Right.
You know what I mean? He's not going to put in the work that is needed, you know, because he doesn't like the pressure, you know, that comes with it. The other thing, too, what I wanted to say is, if you remember when he was in Orlando, and that's the difference between L.A., and you mentioned it earlier today, Orlando when he lost that championship there, I guess the first one that he was in, his fans were still around him, but they really didn't give it to him like they needed to about things that he did wrong in that. The difference between L.A. fans and New York fans, they give it to you. You know, when Kobe messes up, they give it to him. When anybody messes up with the Lakers and you're not doing what you came here to do, you're going to hear about it. They still with you, you know, but you're going to hear about it. And you got to be man enough to take it. You got to be man enough to say, not just take it, but do something about it. And
right.
he runs away from it. And, you know, I just look at it like this. When I'm in a battle, I want somebody that's going to be on my left side or right side. I don't want nobody to be behind me and running the other way, you know. I want somebody to run along right with me. And that's what he's not. So I'm good with it.
Right.
Now, you're a Laker fan. You're in La La Land. What do you think is the next move right now for the Lakers? Are they just going to, you know, save this money and hold up and, you know, for the next year or two? Or are they going to just, you know, make a drastic move right now? What do you think the Lakers are going to do next?
What I think is it all depends on what Kobe is going to do as far as health-wise. So if we find a way where he's 85%, 90% of where he was at last year, and we can get a good surrounding cast with him, yeah, let's do that this year. But if he's not, and we're trying to push him to get better, and he's not really there, and then we do that, you know, I think it'll be a waste of money opposed to waiting to next year when, you know, we do good, get we kind of rebuild this year, but then next year when we have that cap room, when we only have to have one player already signed up, then that's when we go after everybody. You know, and then we got 2 years plus. I think he can play maybe 4 more years, you know, knowing Kobe, you know, how he does it. But, you know.
Right.
That's probably my list. So it's kind of like a wait and see, you know, how he does his rehab. But, I mean, you know, I think that's the most smart thing to do. But then
well,
again,
Kobe won't be back till February at least.
Right.
So
right.
We'll just look at it like that. But staying in the state of California, going up north, Golden State then signed Andre Iguodala to a 4-year deal. What are your thoughts about Andre Iguodala joining Golden State?
I think it's going to be really huge. And the thing about it is what people don't understand is they're playing for a player's coach over there. Mark Jackson is a player's
right.
coach, but he's smart, though, and he's intelligent, and he knows how to get the guys to do what they need to do. And I'm not going to say how to get the guys, because if you're a player, you're going to do it. You know, you're going to see it yourself.
Right.
You're going to get it. You're going
to
get it.
He knows
you're
how to get them to buy into the system.
Right. And he's willing to put the system not in make it just his system. He's going to make a system that fits everybody, you know, the nucleus. Right. You know what I mean? And that's a good coach. And he's willing to do that. Opposed to my coach that we have, I mean, he's kind of just, that's another joke too. But anyway, yeah. I think that's going to be good for Mark. You know what I mean? I think that fits. It's good for Mark. I think it's good for the new player he just got. I don't even know how to say his name. How do you say his name? Iguodala, what his name is?
Andre Iguodala.
Yeah, Andre. Okay, yeah, Andre, yeah. I think that's going to be good for him. I like it.
That's what's up.
Yeah. He has a good surrounding, and it's going to help Curry's game because now he got, you know, somebody that can bang and slash. You know, he can give it to the wings, you know, and that's going to be good because he's already going to have two people on him, but now they got to, like, worry about him, too. It just brings more
right.
firepower, you know, more options.
Exactly.
The more options you have, the better you are, you know.
It is.
So,
that's what
we appreciate
that's
that.
What it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, AK. Yo, hey, AK, man, and Kyle, man, we appreciate you calling in, man, giving us the scoop on what's going down there in La La Land, man, because the little snitches we got out there in the field ain't doing their job. I think they out there getting that medical down there off Sunset. They ain't down there by the paper getting it in like they supposed to, player. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm out here in AZ, but the Laker Nation is embedded in me. It's in as soon as I die, so know that. You already know.
We already know. Yeah, we don't call you AK for nothing. But
you know
that's
saying?
Another story. Man.
All right,
we appreciate
y'all
you calling
this.
In. No
right,
doubt,
you,
no doubt. Much love. Bless it. Hey, Raw.
Yeah, L Boogie.
Before we continue, man, you know, big brother, you know, Delmar, I want to give him a shout out, and I want to give his son Trayvon Henderson a shout out. He, you know, the streets is talking. You know, he lives up in Detroit, but he done migrated down to Cleveland, and he listening to the show right now, first time listener. So I just want to give him a shout out right quick and let him know, you know, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend.
Independence Day version. That's what I'm talking about. Pop the fireworks on it with it. Yeah, L Boogie. Yeah, buddy. Shouts out to the fam, man. That's how they get down. Big up to Delmar and his fam. You know what I'm saying? Getting it in. That's what I'm talking about, L Boogie.
When we come back for a commercial, we're going to get my man Mac in down in your hometown, down in Dallas. He done migrated from Cleveland to Dallas. So, you know, Mac, I know you done sent me a kite, baby. We're going to get you in right after the commercial. The streets is talking. Money's in Friday. And don't forget, it's Friday. So guess what we're doing? We freestyling with a twist of hip hop. Let's go.
Best believe I'm going to learn. If I can't do either or, shit, it's none of my concern. Watch my enemies burn as I fulfill every yearn. Reminiscing on the rappers I would look up to. The ones who want my feature price and the hookup too. The girls I fantasized about trying to hook up to. Niggas 7 feet telling me I'm who they look up to. And bitches still telling me to grow up. Don't invite them to my shows, but always still manage to show up. Man, I made myself a boss and then I gave me a promotion. And I step inside the booth and change the world like I be voting. So when you step inside my office, treat that bitch like it's the Oval. El Presidente, Lord Sensei. Do your job, it could be pay your rent day. Getting risque, crazy nigga, they ain't seen it like this since, yeah. Well, this the life that I live. Collecting everything overdue for all the work that I overdid. Yeah. D-Town, but Chi-Town, they love me like I'm Oprah Kid. Trying to make it to the top so I can let my dogs know it exists. Cause when you come from the bottom, man, it's so hard to just get a glimpse. So hard to get a glimpse. So while I'm here, I might take a pic and show them that it's more to the world than trying to make a living. Like changing it, then looking back and saying that we did it. Okay, como me llamo, si se inglés no hablo, man, and lessons eat me out, Dovini, honey, my McDonald, all black, leather jackets while I ride in my Diablo, swear I feel like I'm Keanu, wishing Lamborghinis made of fire, though, cause I got too many real motherfuckers I ride for, die for, Straight out the metropolitan, my city need a hero, so I treat it like Metropolis, and it's a few bad lowest lanes I can't name, even though I'm me, Lord knows that I can't say, but I'm still the same me, same clique, the same hood, the same bitch, I came up my bank up, but I stacked that like I ain't rich, back when we was on college tours in Wale, man, we ain't make shit, from Greensboro to SoCal, man, all the way back to Cambridge and Michigan State, close to my Michigan estate, man, we was just trying to get away, man, we was just trying to get our day, and damn, tomorrow never seems so close, and life ain't what it seemed no more, till I was standing next to Puffin' Hove off the French coast, $1 million never seemed so broke, and nary bitch I'm fucking praying, they the one I settle with, and niggas suing me, and they just banking on a settlement, never settling, life is too fast just to settle in, so many rocks up in my bezel, police thought embezzled. Man, like damn, shit, can a young nigga live, man? We done worked too hard. Yep, good. Finally famous, nigga. Little hoes. We ain't never going broke, nigga.
Man, we back in the asylum. The streets is talking.
Boy, we ain't talk never going broke,
never.
Big up to Big Sean for that.
We ain't never going broke, never.
Yeah. Keep the money, I'm on my way home.
Yeah.
Tom Heights, I'll be there tomorrow, baby. You already know, Bleed. Ah. Man, we back in the asylum, man. The callers is getting thirsty. They hot. They want to hear, but they want to get an opinion about Dwight Howard. And listen to this. Let's do a little recap before we go into our next callers. Andre Iguodala, he just signed a 4-year, $48 million. That's 12 per. Is he worth it? Tyreek Evans with the Pelicans, 4 years, $40 million. Is he worth it? Dwight Howard, he chose the Houston Rockets over the Dallas Mavericks and the infamous Los Angeles Lakers. Al Jefferson just signed a 3-year, $41 million. With the Charlotte Bobcats, are these good moves or not? Brad Stevens, the ex-Butler coach, just signed a deal with the Boston Celtics, 6-year, $22 million. He's only 36 years old. What do you think about that move? When you get in the asylum, you can holler about anything. And don't forget, when you're in the asylum, you better come with it or your street care to get taken by T-Row. Oh, yeah. Who we got next, Ro?
Oh, man. You know, he was the first time caller, man, when he called in on the last show, man. So we, you know, by way of Cleveland down there in Dallas, man, we're going to jump back out to the big brother, Mac. Yo, Mac. Welcome to the asylum, baby. You on with the streets is talking. L Boogie T. Ro is on. What's up with you, Mac?
Man, listen. Let me tell you something. I've been on hold for about 35, 45 minutes. Don't nobody go in the bathroom. Y'all know the old saying to that, but it's all worth it for me being on hold for my man, L. Now,
we appreciate that.
Oh, you know the streets talking, man, first off. You know what I'm saying? I have to weigh in on a few things, man, 400 pounds worth. Now, check it. This dude, Butler, with the Boston Celtics, Rondo had all the problems with a Hall of Fame coach, my man Doc Rivers. Now, ain't no way Rondo is going to respect this guy from Butler. Now, let's think about this. Real talk, man. Rondo, he's kind of arrogant, but only Doc Rivers can put him back in his place. But with this new guy, ain't no way that it's going to work with him, you know, and Rondo. And all the veterans gone, Pierce, KG and company, my man collected 2 rings over with Miami and Bron and company.
Ray Allen.
You know what I'm saying? Yes, Ray Allen. So all the veterans gone, the big three, that's Rondo's team. So what is this young guy? So what? He won a few here and there with Butler. So what? What does that mean? Now, second of all, your boy, Dwight Howard, ain't no way that this going to work if he's going to continue to be whining like he did with Orlando, with the Hall of Fame, Kobe Bryant, from La La Land, okay? Only thing that's going to get him in check is my man, Kevin McHale. He's old school. If that
absolutely
don't work, yeah. He's always been an outcast in the NBA, okay? What is it, 9 years? His numbers is not all that impressive. Y'all really think about that. So, now, another thing I want to weigh in on with my man, Barkley, say, Ginobili, that's my man, but, yeah, Ginobili, that's my man, but, he's not really worth these last 2 years, man. He's a little washed up. You know what I'm saying? His true color showed out when he choked in the NBA Finals against Bron and company. Let's think about that. So what I'm saying to y'all is that Ginobili, he's okay, but he's really not going to be a contender. I think, just my opinion, I think that the Spurs would have been a lot better off if they'd have let him go, freed up a little of that, you know, the salary cap, because he's taking up a great deal of the payroll. They'd have got some younger guys up in there, because San Antonio is an old team. You know, you really think about that. But I'm going to tell y'all something, man. This guy, Iguodala, he's lightweight, underrated. He's worth every penny that he's going to get, you know what I'm saying, where he's going. So give him his props, man. That's just what I'm saying about that. So I don't say it enough. I need y'all to win on some of these comments I just threw with y'all.
Man, I'll come in first, L Boogie. On the last one you just said, big ups to AI. It's going to be big. Back to the beginning when you were talking about Rondo respecting the new coach, Brad Stevens, from Butler University. Yeah, we all know that's going to be a headache, Matt, for Brad Stevens. You know, as a coach, especially for him being at Butler, he hasn't really had anybody like Rondo to deal with coming up in the Butler program, so to speak.
Right.
So,
right.
Like I mentioned earlier, I think that Danny Ainge and the management will be able to handle Rondo, if not by paying him, by shipping him off, because we all know that Rondo is going to get to a point to where he's going to be like, I want out, or he's going to continue to play with Boston. So, you know, we'll see. And then it's just hard, man, for the big men now. You know, it's a lot of big men that are going places first in this here free agency frenzy that we have going on. You know,
right.
So we will see. It's still going to get better. Like Al Jefferson going to Charlotte, and also Tyreek Evans going to New Orleans. Mac, let me ask you about those. What do you think about those two players going to those two teams?
Well, you know, Tyreek Evans, you know what I'm saying, going to New Orleans, I think that's going to be a great fit, because, you know, they have all of these young guys. They are rebuilding, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, the NBA is getting younger, you know what I'm saying? You know, you think about it, back in the days, in the Magic Johnson days, I'm old school. So, you know, my whole thing is everybody that is a contender in the NBA, that's why the NBA was so good and so interesting back in the days of young Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson in his prime, you know what I'm saying, Boston, L.A. area. You know, then you got the 76ers, those type guys when Barkley was a freshman. You know what I'm saying? You got to think
right.
about that, man. Now that, you know, it's a lot more different because it's all about the market. If these guys is not whining and complaining, you know what I'm saying? First off, they're going to pay these guys top dollar. You think about it. Back in the days, Magic Johnson, Charles Barkley, even Jordan, they wasn't getting paid that much money, and these guys was elite players in the league. But now you got
right.
these guys that's mediocre, still getting 60, 70 million for 4 and 5 years. For what? Damn, the market. You know what I'm saying? If this game is all about the market, they not respecting the game. But that's just
no,
my opinion. No, because
they're just stealing checks. Mac, that's all they're doing is stealing checks.
Absolutely. So, you know, that's why I say guys like Iguodala, he's underrated. You know what I'm saying? Give that guy his props, man. Let him do his thing. But with this guy, Earl Clark, you know what I'm saying? What, for the Cavs, 2 years, $9 million?
Wow.
You know, give Kyrie
right.
Irving some help. You know what I'm saying?
I think
not,
he'll be okay.
Yeah. If not,
2 years,
Kyrie
$9 million.
Irving.
That's a good contract for a player.
That's true. Because what's his name? Wild Thing, a Wild Style. He having trouble, you know what I'm saying, being healthy with that big-ass contract. For what? If he can't be healthy, you know what I'm saying, he's a cancer to the team. I hate to use that verse. But, you know, give Kyrie Irving some help. He is an elite point guard in the league. He's going to remain underrated. If y'all don't get him no help, like the Clippers got Chris Paul all of that help. Now, if y'all think about it, Chris Paul say to the entire league, leave me alone. Since Doc Rivers over here, I'm re-signing. I'm a franchise player. Give me my 5 years or my 7 years for $100 million. You got to respect CP3 for that, my man Cliff Paul. So, now, Kyrie Irving, if y'all don't give him all the joints that he needs, guess who he's going to be? Guess who he's going to be?
He's going to be in Miami.
LeBron. And he's going to be my man who went over to Michael Jordan and got all those extra rings. What's my man name, L? He played, what's his name? Harper. Ron Harper.
Right.
All these guys come over to the Cavs. Yeah, all these guys come over to the Cavs. They just don't. Let me tell you something. What's this guy name, the Quicken Loans dude? He can sell you all the real estate in the world, but he's as dumb as a fire hydrant when it comes to doing deals in the NBA. Think about it, man.
Right.
All he care about is doing deals in real estate. That's just extra money for him dealing with the Cavs. He don't know shit from Shinola when it comes to doing deals in the NBA, man. Think about that. Real talk. You know what
right.
I'm saying? So, man, listen. I love the Cavs. It's my hometown. But I'm down here in the D, not the D-E like Detroit, but the D-A. I'm in Dallas, man. You know what I'm saying? You got the rebuild, man. It's, yeah, think about it. This guy, Al Jefferson, over there with the Bobcats for $41 million. Man, I love Jordan, man. Not back in his days when he collected 6 rings, but by him being the man over in Charlotte, come on, man. He's trying to rebuild his team. He loves to win. He's hungry. Period. Now, please, can y'all weigh in on that before y'all get me off this phone and going with the next caller, man?
I'm going to tell you like this. Kyrie Irving will get a couple pieces around him, but where is he going to go?
Well, my
Hold on, man. Secondly, you say that these guys deserve the money, and I'm going to tell you this. Hell no. Reason being, Al Jefferson has not been, nor has he participated in more than one All-Star. If that, and you want to give him over $14 million a year for 3 years, and how many playoff series has he been in?
Now, I wasn't really referring to him. I say Iguodala first.
And I'm about to weigh in on him, too. Is he worth $12 million? Hell no. His jump shot is nothing but garbage. NBG, if you didn't know what that stood for, nothing but garbage. NBG. And secondly, he should only be getting about $9 million a year. Man, you see him in the playoffs? Listen, when you can only play defense, that means you're not better than the guy from Oklahoma City who played the two spot. Cephalosha.
True.
You don't get $12 million a year just by being a stat stuffer. You got to give me over 19 to 22 points a game.
True.
You're up there.
Yeah, true, but you know what their motto was in Denver last season. Nobody's an all-star. Nobody single nobody out. Everybody play on the same level.
Listen to this. I'm not even talking about Denver. I'm talking about when he was in Philly. After the original AI left, Allen Iverson, and they traded him because they thought that the second AI could take them over the hump. He couldn't. He didn't. He didn't make any of those guys better. Drew Holiday went to an all-star game even while being hurt, and Andrew Iguodala couldn't. And you're going to pay him $12 a year?
Well, you know, you got to think about that. It ain't about the players, it's about their sports agents.
It's
sports
about
attorneys.
And remember this, me and you can sit up here and lie, but numbers don't. And whoever was, you know, whatever agent he had, like Trent said, big ups, baby. Way to get him that $12 million a year for 4 years. As the youngest would say, he turned up.
Yeah, buddy. Hey, Mac,
Yo, man, we appreciate the love, man. You know, the asylum is hot, man. We got to keep the show rolling, man. It's Freestyle Friday. And, man, you know, you always welcome to call in any Monday, any Friday. You feel me?
Streets is talking.
Streets is talking. That's my main man, Matt. You know what I'm saying? El Boogie, El Boy, Matt be coming with it, don't he? Mike don't be holding back. He don't be holding back, boy. He coming through the thickness of the asylum, boy. That's what I'm talking about. Mac, I'm going to get at you tomorrow, baby. Being the D, rep the streets talking all day long, you know what I'm saying? El Boogie, before we go into the asylum, man, one more time, man, you know, man, my phone has been blowing up. My snitch has been sending me these text messages, man. And what I've been reading on the text message, man, is that it's been, since the news has been broken about Dwight Howard going to Houston, he done called L.A. and told L.A. that he done changed his mind. Now it's the 50-50 on where he going to go between L.A. and Houston. Now what the hell is going on around here, El Boogie?
The streets is talking. And if I was L.A., I wouldn't want him. You know why? Because of this. You're a circus. You're acting like a clown.
Yeah, man. Come on, D12.
After he just tweeted that he didn't want to be a shy show for 3 to 4 years with Kobe, and Steve Nash was too old, who wants to play with you after saying that? Were the reports real? Or is one of your agents or one of your Twitter's assistants that tweet for you? Which one is it?
Yeah, man, this is getting ridiculous, man. I don't know what's going on, man. But let's hurry up and jump back to the asylum, man, so we can get to Freestyle Friday, man, because the asylum, man, can't take it no more. You know, we're going to go to the Big Brother. Big Brother always checking in with us. He ain't called in a couple last shows, but heard he's been checking it out on the internet. You know what I'm saying, El Boogie? So we're going to go to the Big Brother in the asylum. Big Brother Del Mar, Big Brother, how you feel this evening? Where you at?
What's up, fellas, man? I'm in the lion's den, man. I just got out of lockup, man. I was in lockup for a couple weeks, man.
I wild
out a little bit, man, when LeBron won, man. Cass was talking, man. They was making noise, man. So they put me in lockup for a couple weeks. But I'm out now. I'm back, baby.
You free. That's what I'm talking about, Big Brother. Well, you didn't hear that, El Boogie. El Boogie being so disrespectful on the show this evening. You know what I mean? But he got some good points to it to back it up. You know, Dwight Howard, D12, for you to pull another sucker move. But we got some good guys, free agency friends, and going crazy right now. Give us your thoughts on the show, man. What's your thoughts about D12?
Well, I got my little son up here from Detroit, man. I got him in the asylum, man, and he's 16 years old. His name Trayvon, man. And, he plays football. He played basketball. So he want to chime in a little bit. I'm going to let him talk. Come here, Trey.
That's what to do. Streets
say, what's
talking.
Up,
Uncle L?
This is Young and Generation. Trayvon, what's up, man?
Sir.
Welcome to the show, man. This is the Streets is Talking. Your host, El Boogie, and your boy, T. Rowe, straight out of Dallas, Texas. Yo, man, I know you and your pops been checking out the show. Give us your thoughts, Young Generation.
They want to know about the Dwight Howard trade. I'm saying it was a good trade. Because hell, like, you know.
You think?
He don't want to be Kobe's sidekick.
Well, let me ask you this, Trayvon. Would you rather take $118 million or $88 million if it was up to you to go to a team like the L.A. Lakers or the Houston Rockets? Which one would you choose? Would you take the money or would you go with the team?
I'm going to go with the team because the team can lead farther than money.
Well, he's just saying that because he's 16, bro.
Because I'm so sad.
Wait till he get up there. You know, he got to, don't forget Uncle L along the way. You got pops, you got grandpops, you got little brother. Listen, that 118 might come in handy when you trying to help out your pops, baby. Your streets is talking. I know what type of DNA you come from. So you can't pull a fast one on me.
Hey, but did you hear he said the team? Now, Houston, if he didn't know, Houston is a tax-free city. So
the $88 million, he'll get every penny of every dollar, every check. So it won't be Uncle Sam snatching the taxes out of his check if he signed with Houston. You know, in L.A., $118 million, take that 13% plus what you got to pay the agents, you'll come out to about $90, $92 million, $94 million. You know what I mean? So, I mean, if you look at it, you know, the youngster keep looking at it the right way, man. You know, I'm going with the tax-free money myself. You know what I'm saying? I could buy a whole bunch of weed with the $88 million.
But let me chime in. I'm happy that he left L.A. I didn't want him there from the get-go. I'm happy he gone. I'm sure Kobe really didn't want him there. So he can have fun down there in Houston, and he's going to be a bum down there, too.
Nothing but garbage, NBG?
Yep, yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Even with the help?
What, this is 13? This is 13 he done went to? Man, in 4 years, three teams in 4 years? Come on, man. He should have stayed in Orlando.
Even with the help of Kevin McHale and the Dream, he can't get it done?
Nope. They need some more pieces. They don't have a true point guard. Who is they small for? I mean, they got a lot of pieces. Dwight Howard not gonna make a difference. He's not gonna make a difference.
Wow.
Is he too soft?
Of course he's soft. Of course he's soft. That's why the Black Mamba didn't want him. He ain't want him. Paul Gasol got more heart than he do.
The streets is talking. Are you kidding me?
Hey, now this is what this is the report, Big Brother G. This is what he said in the news right after. He said he didn't want to be the sidekick to Kobe Bryant for the next 3 or 4 years, and he didn't want to be with Steve Nash because he was on his last legs. What are your thoughts about that?
That's fine with me. Kobe don't need him. Kobe won without Shaq. Kobe gonna win without him. When Kobe
fight him before
the song. Man, be quiet. They know. No. No. Anyway, he's gone. Kobe's gonna come back healthy. The Lakers gonna do what they got to do. They gonna put pieces around Kobe for the next couple of years, and they gonna compete. Cause at the end of the day, before it's all said and done, everybody wanna see LeBron James and Kobe Bryant in the finals. That's what we all wanna see. That's what we're going to see, and it's going to happen.
No.
That's what we want to see.
Listen to this. I don't want to see it because Kobe Bryant, listen to this. I love Kobe just like you do, but the streets is talking, and I'm not biased. I don't want to see an old Kobe Bryant going up against LeBron James, man, and get dogged. If he went up against Kobe Bryant this year, right now, he's not even 100%. I mean, in April, May, or whatever, if they make the playoffs, he will not. I'm going to repeat myself. What could he do with LeBron James? Nothing.
Okay, y'all will see. Kobe's going
to
come back better than ever.
And listen to
if anybody can do it, it's going to be him.
And let's not forget, yes, Kobe got those rings with Paul Gasol, but guess who was next to Paul Gasol? Andrew Bynum. It was another big guy down there that was helping him out. When they didn't have him and he got hurt, they lost that three-peat try along the way. When Dallas got in that ass. And
Kobe's
I'm gonna tell you like this:
Kobe's gonna get another ring before he retires. He's gonna get six
maybe
like MJ.
He might get another wedding ring. But he won't get another NBA ring.
Y'all keep forgetting that the Lakers is a winning organization, and they're going to win no matter what it takes.
And remember, yes, they are. Yes, they are. But they win it that when Kobe was making game winners, just barely getting by the Phoenix Suns, they were just a mediocre 4-5 spot. They had their lows. Yeah, they made the playoffs. But they did just what they did against the Spurs. They bowed out until Kobe cried his way a river and David Stern made that crazy trade to get Paul Gasol. Because don't forget, Phil Jackson was getting tired of that shit. Excuse my French. Was getting tired of Kobe Bryant. And I love Kobe. But he's 30, what, 30, 4 years old.
And
he just tore his Achilles. It means
that
in basketball age, you're going up against a juggernaut like Westbrook. You're going up against Kevin Durant. You're going up against guys that are very explosive right now in his career.
Okay, we'll see. Time will tell. Time will tell.
I hope he gets – and listen, for entertainment, I need him on the floor. Let's not get it twisted. I love watching Kobe play. He's one of the best, worst shot taker makers ever. But I just don't think he's ready to, you know, get to that finals. And listen to this. If he makes the finals, man, I'm doing 100 push-ups on call, man, in the asylum, man.
And I'm going to count them out, too.
Oh, man.
As usual, man,
it's much love here from my little brother, man, D-Mac, man. We always coming
hey,
live
back,
from the
baby.
Asylum.
I'm out of lockup, man. I ain't going back to lockup, man. I ain't liking it all, man. So I'll be hitting y'all guys up Monday, man. I love y'all, man. Hey, L Boogie. You got to hear something dope tonight on that freestyle, baby. I know you got something.
Tell him again.
I got you, baby.
You'll be in the land tomorrow. You coming to the land?
Oh man, Streets is talking. I'm arriving in the land, man. Tomorrow, man, straight off the port, off the clear port. So I'm just like Jay-Z coming out with the Carter, man. You know, Fool Meets the Legend is arriving. You know what I mean, in the city, L Boogie. No doubt.
Right. That's what it is.
And I got to tell him, too, congratulations on D-Mac and his wife closing on that house up in Garfield Heights, man. Congratulations. He deserves it, man. Mondays and Fridays, when we come back, we got the freestyle. Skeeter Mo, L Boogie. Oh, man, my tweet is tweeting. Streets is talking with a twist of hip hop. T Raw, produced by DJ Chef.
Hello!
It can hurt everything you love.
Right.
I got the chip of that pin on me.
On me.
And I can't give up.
I can't.
Don't know what I'm going through.
What I've been through, they don't understand what I go through. You think everything's all good, but you only see what I show you. They don't understand that boss life. I take care of my whole crew, my whole crew, my whole crew. They depend on me, my fucking niggas. They know the love is real and I'm a fucking winner. We all gon' eat Sunday dinner. One day we broke together, next day we rich forever. One day we broke together, next day we
rich forever.
They hate it when you up, they love it when you down. All we got is us and told my niggas, look around.
Look around,
look around, look around. If I gotta be the one to lift us up, I won't let them down. So at the top, it's just us looking down. Sorry I delayed us, but we gon' get this paper. Had a couple issues, I dealt with them, now it's payback.
Nobody knows what I go through.
Nobody knows.
If you can put yourself inside my shoes, you got friends, it's not friends no more.
Fuck em.
They can't understand the life that I chose. Can't win the money in Spain. It can hurt everything you love.
Right.
I got the chip of that pin
on me.
And I can't give up.
I can't.
Don't
I
know what I'm going through.
Like everybody got their hand out, acting like you own something. They expect you to show them something when they really need you to show them something. 1 month, they be broke again, acting like you ain't throw them nothing. Ungrateful ass niggas, they only love you when you give it. And the day you say you ain't got it, they forget the day that you did it. You forgot me when I was losing, so forget me when I'm winning. Would've thought they was friends of me, till the day they befriended me. One day we broke friends, next day we rich enemies. It's hard being a real nigga when these niggas got bitch tendencies, female emotions. I can't waste my energy. For them, I got that remedy. kill them with success. Royalty is my pedigree, too fresh to be stressed. But thank God for memories, God willing I'm blessed. My comeback, state penalty, these haters gonna be upset. And I done lost a couple friends on the way. Fuck them, they wasn't really with me all the way. I'll be okay.
Nobody knows what I go through. If you can put yourself inside my shoes, you got friends, it's not friends no more.
Fuck 'em.
They can't understand the life that I chose.
Getting money,
and when the money and fame,
it's your boy.
It can hurt everything you love.
That's right.
I got the chip, but that depend
on me.
And I can't give up.
I can't.
Don't know what I'm going through.
Man, it's your boy L Boogie, and we back in the asylum. The streets is talking with my co-host T-Roll from the D, and that's Dallas, and Juelz the G. He's out on assignment right now, but he's from Los Angeles, California. And I'm your host, L Boogie, coming to you, and oh yeah, DNA, Cleveland, Ohio. But you know, we out here in this hot, you know, Phoenix, Arizona, man, Valley of the Sun, it's on fire, and we about to be, you know what I mean, we're going to hit you up with this freestyle flow, you know what I mean, it's Freestyle Friday. About to put it together.
Yeah, we need, don't be killing the vibe, let's get it together. My nip, yeah, Boogie Down. Juelz, I see you, baby. Much love to you.
Freestyle Friday. It's your boy, L Boogie. The streets is talking, man. And you know, when we talking, we like E.F. Hutton. Everybody listening. And we ain't killing nobody vibe tonight. I'm Boo Meeks. And guys, on the blurry. Oh man, let's go. I don't understand what they saying with the blow. Give me the cane. I'm jumping on the next plane, see me in my lane. I'm coming to town, they treat me like I'm UGK. Yo, bitch, you wanna play? I need you to sub sub, cause I'm coming to my spot. Treat me like I'm my dude, Tupac. Oh, there he go, L Boogie AK. Boomies in the street, and yeah, my life for play. Stop talking to me. I never play JV. I'm a Friday night light guy. I love money. See me, guy. Don't kill my vibe. What they gonna do with me, bro? I'm so fly. I told them girls I never tell a lie. I got my fingers crossed, but I do not try. You know what I mean? I gotta stay clean. Like outcasts on the cast trying to get the cream. I'ma stop. And I'm a pop. The streets is talking with a twist of hip hop. Ooh.
This don't kill my vibe.
I might sell a copy or two with that one, bro.
Ah, man. That's how you get it in on the Freestyle Friday, baby. That's what I'm talking about, baby.
Oh, man, we coming to you live and direct, man. This is Asylum getting hot. We appreciate all the listeners, man. Bro, bring in Skeeter Mo Jenkins Johnson III, man. He be blowing the spot up, man. He keep the vibe jumping.
Oh, man, let's get right to it, man. Let's go to the asylum, man, and dig for that dude. Because, you know, it be so dark. Can't really see this guy. That could be the fire coming from the blood. You dig? Yo, Skeeter Mo Johnson III. What's up with you?
Hey, man, you know I'm waiting on you to arrive, man. You know, got everything laid back. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, big brother ready to step on that flight and get in. Yeah,
Big D, baby. Happy 4th of July specials and all that to everybody. I hope everybody was safe, didn't burn down your mama house.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That's what it is. Well, you know what it is, Keto Mo Jenkins Johnson III, Freestyle Friday. You usually keep it hot, keep it fire hot around here. So go on and give it your Richard Pryor flame on it, you know what I mean?
Already, pimp, you know what I'm saying? One love, maximum respect to all my G's, my Loke, and everybody out there. Rest in peace to Brandy Jackson, you know what I'm saying? Running Renway's finest, you know what I'm saying? You know it goes down the round, man, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
No
okay. Skeeter Mo Johnson Jenkins Jr. the third, you know what I'm saying? One more time for your mind, I'm coming back in. Yeah. I'm from the North Park, Texas. The home of the killer bees, green for the money, the gold for the killer bees, always smoking killer trees, sacks fatter than pillars, please, weed so damn loud, can't hear a sound, but I can't feel my knees, me and my wench on that bank getting loaded, pockets stay stuffed, but tonight they exploded, big bank can't fold it, I'm lit up like a nigga chrome 4/5 with the white pearl handle, nigga 3 sweets in the wind and one behind my ear. Ain't no love, no fear, and only real niggas over here. My big brother, my peer, he cooler than some cues, man. I was doing the fool, always fighting off in that school. Cane selling, block selling, world traveling. I'm good up in the hood, my mind sharp like a javelin. The mic, I be stabbing him. The beat, I done murked it. Excalibur for them serpents. Them cloud belong in a circus, just worthless. Them scripts is for my patience. Me and my money having relations. Them pockets stay on inflation. Them blunts here I'm facing. Cost. Ooh. Everybody get the most of boss. Man, I'm leaving with a limp like a Mississippi pimp. I'm gone, man.
Yeah, buddy. That's what it is. Keto Mo Jenkins Johnson the third record. Freestyle Friday. Streets of Talk, Mel Boogie.
Ew. Oh, yeah. Bro, you got any shout-outs before we get out of here, man? What a great show, man. Friday popping, man. You going to be in Dallas, man. You leave tonight. I'm going to the land tomorrow. Monday show going to be high. We're going to be really in our streets, man. Back where we, you know what I mean, got it from, man. Where we design ourselves, man. Man, give us a couple shout-outs real before we get out of here, man.
Man, you know what it is. I want to give a shout-out to everybody who call in every Monday and Friday, especially on Friday, Freestyle Friday. Big ups to UL Boogie, UL to G. You know how we get it in. Big ups to the fam. Big ups to everybody in the D. Dallas, I'm coming home. Mac, I'll be hollering at you real soon, baby. You know what I'm saying? Come down and fuck with you, and we'll get it in for a hot minute, man. Yo, big ups to my brother and my sister Red, my big brother, Skeeter Mo Jenkins Johnson III, getting married this weekend. So your boy's headed out to the D, man. Want to give a big shout-out to the Dallas family. You know what I'm saying? About to go out there and have a blast. Man, sorry I missed 4th of July. Blame it on my little dude, Junior. Basketball, man, basketball duty calls. You know what I'm saying? And big ups to ups to you and your fam out there in Ohio, L Boogie. And keep it safe when you're traveling out there. You know what I mean?
Oh, no doubt. Big ups to my youngest. And I'm going to the crib to, you know, see them. My son, D-Wig, man, money-making wiggies, man. You know, my daughter, you know, Pretty Face and Lil Young and, you know, DL's, you know what I'm saying, Vail Smooth, man. So we going to get it popping, man. Big ups to you. You know, T-Roll, my co-host, UL the G, the producer, Steph, you know what I mean, way to keep the show hot with the music, baby. You know what I mean? So, man, like I said, I'll be, you know, coming home, man. You know how the legends do, man. They got the red carpet ready for us, bro.
Already.
Man, let's get out of here. And I'm going to leave, you know what I'm saying, a little bit on Meester's mind. Dwight Howard. What about that guy? He's still indecisive. What are we going to do with him? The NBA up in flux with D. Howard, D12. Is Al Jefferson worth the 3-year, $41 million?
Let's not forget, Sacramento took a four-year, $56 million deal off the table for Andre Iguodala. Wow. Tyreek Evans, is he worth the four-year, $40 million, $10 million a year? We shall see. And to big ups, my man, out there in New York City, Crazy Drazy, I agree with you, baby. G.R. Smith, you got to come better than that. You about to get paid. But advice to you, stay away from Rihanna. She'll suck you dry. The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. And like E.F. Hutton, when we talking, everybody listening. Special shout-out to the sports officials. They'll be on Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern. You need to check them out. Man, and for my co-host once again, T-Roll Jewel the G, I'm L Boogie. We signing off. We'll get back with you in the asylum on Monday, 9 p.m. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. Oh, yeah.
I repeat, all the real niggas worldwide. Salute. Real shit. I ride for my niggas, dawg. I ride for my niggas. I slide for my niggas, dawg. I ride for my niggas.
Thank you, man. Niggas tryna get at me.
Dawg. I ride for my niggas.
Thank you, man. Niggas tryna get at me.
I ride for my niggas. Damn, life so short. Fuck it, I don't wanna go to court. Fuck it, got a budget for the lawyer though. Fuck it, I'm on the run for the month. I'm in the fuck, paid 200 for it. My little nigga thugging even got me paranoid. I'm getting money, that's an any nigga category. Double M, I got G's out in California. I ride for my niggas, dawg. I ride for my niggas. I slide for my niggas, dawg. I ride for my niggas.
Thank you, man.
Yeah.
Niggas tryna get at me.
Yeah.
I ride for my niggas.
It bothers me when the guards get to acting like the broads. Guess everything doesn't come complete with niggas like ours. That's why I see no need to compete with niggas like y'all. I just ask that when you see me, you speak up, nigga, that's all. Don't be ducking like you never wanted nothing. It's feeling like rap changed. It wasn't time, it was rugged. Back when if a nigga reached, it was for the weapon. Nowadays, niggas reach just to study records. Spaghetti bolognese in a polo lounge. Me and my G from D.C., that's how I roll around. Might look like, but we heavy though. You think Drake would pull some shit like that, you never know. $1 million meetings in a polo lounge. Me and my man Oliver North, that's how I roll around. Shorty wanna tell me secrets about a rap nigga. I tell that bitch it's more attractive when you hold it down. Kobe about to lose 150 M's. Kobe my nigga, I hate it, had to be him. Bitch, you wasn't with me shooting in the gym.
Huh. Bitch, you wasn't with me shooting in the gym.
Tell Lucy and I said, fuck it, I'm tearing holes in my budget. Bag of like we in public, then take her ass out in public. Ordered it up for late, told them butterflies, she'll love it. She used to soda and nuggets, she really just started thugging. I'm just hitting my pinnacle, you a pussy identical. You like the fucking finish line, we can't wait to run into you. But let me get my mind off that young rich motherfucker getting mine off rap with my niggas.
I ride for my niggas, dawg. I ride for my niggas. I slide for my niggas, dawg. I ride for my niggas.
Thank you, man. Niggas tryna get at me.
Dawg.
I ride for my niggas.
Fun new with the coop to that ghost dog. Pigeons on the roof like ghost dog. The white Howard on the post dog. My niggas got the powder through the post dog. Watch the body tilt when you hit the head. Niggas lost meals trying to beat the fed. 10 grams off my last 250 now.
Big ass crib, 250, damn, damn. Gave my nigga Mac 75. Then they gave my nigga penthouse number 30. Fuck, got me faking like I'm 75. Damn, nigga ain't even seen 30.
I ride for my niggas, dawg. I ride for my niggas. I slide for my niggas, dawg. I ride for my niggas. Thank you, man. Niggas tryna get.